Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking about Erevin 60, talking about the town of Chadash and exclusion. The Gemara talks how it says, unless a section of it of the size of the town of Chadash is excluded, it was taught, Rabbi Yehuda related, there was a town in Judea whose name was Chadash, which had 50 inhabitants, men, women, and children, by means of which the sages determined the statutory size of the sections to be excluded, and this town itself served as the excluded section of a larger town. The question was raised, what was the procedure in Chadash itself? What, how did it go about so that could all the inhabitants of Chadash join in one Erev? The notes point down here. So the answer is, what was it? So since Chadash served as the excluded section of the large town, the latter also obviously served as the excluded section of the smaller town. Question rather is, what is the procedure in a town that is similar in size to Chadash? One holds, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda differ on this point. One holds that a section of it must be excluded, while the other maintains that none need to be excluded. And for me, this reminds me of the idea of exclusion. We're just in the midst of Sukkot here in 2020. We're in the midst of taking the Arba Minim together. The idea, the point of taking the Arba Minim together is to remember and realize that each of the Arba Minim, one has taste and smell. One has no taste, no smell. One has taste but no smell. One has smell but no taste, which is indicative, I believe the Gemara, the sages, commentators explain, one person could have Torah and mitzvos. One could have no Torah, no mitzvos. One could have Torah, but no mitzvos. One could have no mitzvos, but Torah. So there could be four different types of Jews. We're supposed to take them all together. We're supposed to bundle them all together and be a unit. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We're supposed to be all together. No one should be excluded. I don't care what your viewpoint is in terms of different aspects, politics, or your secular, your level of observance, but we're all supposed to be there for one another. We're supposed to love one another unconditionally, have ahavad chinam, we talk about on the audio DT also for Sukkot. We're supposed to be together. Hashem wants all the minim to be included together, no exclusion at all. We should remember to include everybody, not exclude anyone, whether we're doing different lectures or they're not, whether we're having different parties or they're not, and whether we're involved in different aspects and different concepts and different programs in the Judaic realm. We should do whatever we can to be makar of people, to reach out to people, whatever type of observance they have, reform, conservative, or orthodox. We're supposed to all come together. We're supposed to all be together. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinat chinam, because of not loving one another unconditionally, but because of hating one another for no reason, baseless hatred. If baseless hatred destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, some say, I believe the Chafetz Chaim, that baseless love would rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Gemara is teaching us a lesson we could take out as they're talking about exclusion. We shouldn't exclude anyone, but we should include everyone. We should love everyone without reason, just because of the fact that we're all Jews, we're all human beings, we all have a divine spark. Just because someone differs from you or does actions you don't agree with, you don't hate the person. You could differ and disagree on the act or hate the act even, but don't hate the person. Love every person. Include every person. Have no exclusions as we take the Arba Minim together on Sukkot. And as the Gemara teaches us not to exclude in general from the town, so too we shouldn't exclude anyone. Try to include everyone. Do what you can to be mekarev, be part of outreach. Think about organizations like Chabad, OU, and Aish, and all those other ones out there that do great work. And you try also to do great work. Just as we don't want to exclude anyone in the Gemara, try to include everybody, and we take all the Minim together, that we're all one unit, we shouldn't exclude anyone. So too in our own lives, do what we can to include and love everyone around you, regardless of where they stand, regardless of how they practice, and regardless of what they might do, because we're all divine-sparked individuals, we're all Selam Elokim, and the way to maybe rebuild the Beit HaMikdash is to have Ahavat Chinam, to have everyone around us, to include and love everyone around us. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 61 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.